Now time for locker room chat with Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson after a couple games from this past week. Coach, we'll start off with your guys' game versus Clifton Clyde. You guys put up a good fight against a very good Eagles squad, but ultimately falling 57-47. Your thoughts on that game?
I thought the girls played hard. We did some things well. We struggled rebounding the ball a little bit, and then we had about down to four in the fourth quarter, and then we had about a two-minute stretch where we just couldn't seem to make a basket from the free throw line or anywhere on the floor, and it kind of hurt us. But, like I said, I thought the girls played hard. We got pulled them in the locker room. I thought we got better at some things, which has, kind of been our goal all year, is to continue to improve each night. And credit to Clyde. They did a good job of hitting free throws at the end of the ballgame when they needed to.
And then yesterday, you guys get a win against Axel, winning that one. I found a score of 56-38, and kind of talking about you guys got off to a little bit of a slow start. You guys got down 5-0, and then proceeded to go on a 15-2 run. Your thoughts on your ability to bounce back after kind of a slow start?
I think the emotions of senior night kind of played a factor in there a little bit, but I thought the girls did a good job of using their defense and some steals. Coach Holdout told them sometimes the best thing we can do is find a way to get an easy bucket off of a steal or something to get them going. And I thought once they got a shot or two, to fall, they got into a pretty good groove there in the first and second quarter.
Yeah, speaking of the second quarter, Owen Dieters had 13 points in that quarter, ultimately scoring 22 in the game. She had a couple great steals, kind of like you were talking about. Your thoughts on her performance?
Owen played well. She struggled. I thought shooting the ball a little bit the last couple of weeks, but she got in a groove last night, and you're right, she was one that got a layup or two out of it, and you could just see her confidence on the floor as far as making shots just got better and better as the game went on.
And how about Jaden Wells? She had a nice performance. She had 12 points. Your thoughts on the way she played?
Jaden's capable of doing that. We talked about she's struggled. She shot the ball well last year, and we've just been waiting. I keep telling her if she was going to get hot, now's the time to start doing it. So, she shot the ball well last night. You could tell her confidence as well got better as the game went on. And, I thought she was shooting the ball. I thought, earlier on, she was missing shots. She was kind of, I don't know if I'd say shooting it. She was throwing stuff at the rim, hoping that something would go in and get going her way. And I thought last night she really settled in and just shot the basketball.
Coach, now you take on an Onega team on Thursday, and that game will air right here on KMZA. You haven't played this team since all the way back on December the 13th, so it's been a while. What are some things you remember about that game, and what it'll take to get the win?
They're big, they're physical. I thought that was probably the most physical game we've had all year. Our girls, it was rough at times, and our girls are just going to have to settle in and make shots, and it'll come down to, I thought last night a few times and against Clyde the other night, where we struggled with rebounding the basketball, and we're definitely going to have to rebound better tomorrow night if we're going to have a shot to beat Onega.
Last question for you, Coach, as you enter the sub-state tournament, how important is it to have that third and maybe even fourth player have a good scoring performance? Because Lena's going to get hers, Owen's going to get hers. How important is it to have that third and fourth scorer have a decent amount of points?
It's important. It takes a little bit of pressure off, and we've seen a triangle and two last week and a box and one for a while last night, and I thought the girls did a good job of, making shots when they need to and hurting somebody for trying to focus on one girl. And hopefully we can continue to build on that and we'll get some more confidence again tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Coach, best of luck coming up on that opening round game. Hopefully it's a deep run and possibly getting back to the state tournament.
I hope so. So we'll see what happens.
Big thanks to Dusty Thompson, the girls' head basketball coach for Centralia High School, ahead of their sub-state quarterfinal game against Onega. That, again, will air right here on KMZA. 7 o'clock tip in today's locker room chat has been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Be sure to stay tuned, because coming up next, we talk to Centralia boys' head basketball coach Nick Evans.